Good day, listeners. This is Rodney Brown speaking, and it's good to be with you today to bring a message from the Bible. I want to read in the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament reading is in Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 to 14. It says, "Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way in the earth. And God said to Noah, "The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and outside with pitch. This is how you shall make it. The length of it will be 300 cubits, and its width 300 cubits, and its height 30 cubits. And then verse 17, "And behold, I myself am bringing flood waters on the earth to destroy from above all the earth, wherein is the breath of life. Everything that is on the earth shall die." And then a reading in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7, it says, "By faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith." I want to continue today in the meditations of the early characters in human history, the early characters in the book of Genesis. We have been thinking about Abel, then we thought about Enoch, and today I want to go on to think about this person called Noah. Now, we find at the beginning of Genesis chapter 6 how that the population of the world was multiplying. But sadly, as the population of the world multiplied, so the evil of the world continued. And in Genesis chapter 6, we read words such as wickedness, evil, corruption, and violence. But in the midst of all of this evil that was going on in the world, there was a righteous man. And we read in this chapter that there was a man called Noah who was righteous. That is, God declared this man to be righteous. In the midst of such evil all around him, there was a righteous man. And not only was Noah himself a righteous man, but we read in the New Testament in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5 that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. He preached the message of righteousness to the people around him. And we see also in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 9 that Noah had a relationship with God, for it says that Noah walked with God, just like the previous man that we thought about, Enoch. We read how that Enoch walked with God through a relationship, an ongoing relationship that he had with God. So it was with Noah. And such was Noah's relationship with God that God told Noah what he was going to do. God warned Noah of the coming judgment, and God gave a warning of 120 years. And Peter tells us in 1 Peter 3 and verse 20 that God was long-suffering during that period of 120 years, and God was waiting for the people, and God was patient. But eventually, after 120 years, the judgment came, the judgment of the flood, as God said it would happen. And there was a warning even in the birth of the man called Methuselah, who was the son of Enoch. Remember, whenever Enoch had a son, he called him Methuselah. a name with a meaning. It means when he dies, that is when Methuselah dies, it will be sent. And so the year that Methuselah died, 120 years after God gave the warning to Noah, the judgment came, the flood came. And Jesus said these words that as it was in the days of Noah, so it would be at the time of the coming of himself. And if we think of the days of Noah, what it was like in those days, and the words that we read of concerning the population of the world in Genesis chapter 6 is very similar indeed, like the days in which we are living. But we read in Genesis chapter 6 that God provided a way of escape for Noah and also for his family. The way of escape for Noah was that he would build the ark, and there was safety for Noah in the ark, and there was safety for all those who were in the ark. And as I think of the safety that we find here in the ark, this reminds me of the person of Christ, how that although the world today is very similar to the days of Noah, and indeed we're like the people of the world in that day, indeed the Bible tells us that there's no difference. It says, for all have sinned and all fall short of the glory of God, and God has warned us of a coming judgment that will come upon this world because of its wickedness, similar to the days of Noah. But God has provided a way of escape. God is long-suffering, and we know that God is a God of love, and the God of love has provided a way of escape for those who are willing to believe his word and obey his message. The way of escape for the people of the world today is in the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that he came into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world. The Bible says that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Sadly, as it was in the days of Noah, many people did not believe the message. Indeed, most of the people did not believe the message that Noah was preaching. And so it is today that sadly, as the message of the gospel, the word gospel means good news, that message concerning the Lord Jesus Christ and the way of escape, the way of salvation concerning himself, many people do not believe the message. Many people do not believe in the person of Christ, but he is the only way of escape for the world. We remember that he said in John 14, verse 6, I am the way and the truth and the life. He said, no one comes to the Father except through me. There was only one door into the ark, and there's only one door to God, one door to heaven. And Jesus said, I am the door. And he said, by me, if anyone enters in, he shall be saved. And so we find in Genesis chapter 7 and verse 1 that Noah and his family were invited into the ark and they were safe from the judgment. And so today, as we think of judgment that's going to come upon the world, there is safety only in one way and in one person, the person of Christ who came into the world to save us from our sins. We remember that he went to the cross, he went to Calvary. And there at Calvary, he got judged. He got punished for sins. He had done no sins. He had thought no wrong. There was no evil in his heart. But there, the one who was without sin, he took upon himself the sins of others so that others who believe in him can go free. And so as Noah was invited to come into the ark that day, so today we are invited to come to Christ for salvation. As we remember his own lovely words in that invitation in Matthew's Gospel 11 and verse 28, when he said, come unto me. He said, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The way of escape has been provided. Christ has died for our sins and has been raised again from the dead. He is an able Savior. And so if we turn from sin, putting our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, then we will be saved from our sins and saved from the judgment that's going to come upon the world. And so we need faith today, not faith in ourselves or others or in anything or religion or anything else, but faith alone in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, and if we trust in him, we indeed will be saved. Thank you for listening to the message today. If you would like to contact me, you can do it on my email address. That is rodwbrown@gmail.com.